Welcome to the Art Dose podcast. Our guests in this episode are artists Rujuta Rao and Venuri Pereira. We spoke to them at the Serendipity Arts Festival 2019.
I'm Rujuta Rao, and I'm a sculptor and a multimedia artist, and I live in Goa, in Vasco. I studied, my undergrad was in sculpture from MS University, Baroda. And it was quite traditional, the course. It was about acquiring skill as much as possible. And my master's, I didn't want to do a master's in sculpture. I wanted a master's in interdisciplinary art with some focus on critical theory. So I chose to go to Parsons in New York. While doing my master's in Parsons and after, there was a certain disappointment that I felt when it came to engagement that the viewers have with objects in a gallery. And I felt that that engagement was not the best engagement for my work, which is when I started thinking, because I was making a lot of objects. So I started thinking about what are the objects that I can work with, which we as people engage with on a daily basis. And I thought of garments because I was interested in fabric and weaving and textiles. So this show, for the first time, I'm showing the objects that I've been making along with the garments that I've made. I've never shown the garments before. As I continued to make the garments, they started becoming more and more sculptural and non-functional in a way, and odd and deconstructed. So I've asked viewers, and I've also set it up like a shop a little bit, because I feel like in a gallery, immediately there's a distance between the viewer and the objects that are in the gallery. So I want the viewers to come in and move the objects around if they wish to, or try the garments on, move them around, feel them, you know, touch the textures and the fabric. This has been great because people have been coming in and wearing the garments and leaving and then coming back and, you know, putting them back. So I think this seem, so it also, I'm asking people to do that because I'm curious about what comes out of that. I've never shown this way before. And what so far, after I think 5 days of the festival, 6 days, what's emerged, what I've learned is that this way of working where I'm in the space, I'm constantly moving things around, I'm engaging with people, people are interacting with the objects and garments. This really works for me and my work. I like it.
Venuri from Colombo. I'm a dancer, choreographer, performance artist, and usually I work very much with the body and, you know, working with audiences. But this felt like something that came and I had to kind of do somehow. And so the action of placing and counting and creating this space has so far been my performance and like transforming the room. I was here in Goa for a couple of weeks and kind of inhabiting the area, looking at things, collecting things, and I found these debris of a ceiling that had fallen, and I had collected that. I wasn't sure what I would use it for. And then I went to this church, and there was a cemetery, and in that there were bodies, skeletons being dug up, and next to it I found this newspaper article from the 22nd of April, the day after the Easter attacks, with the news of the attacks on the front page, and it really shook me because of, you know, how it has all affected us, the repercussions of that. We're still dealing with it back home, and I was really surprised to find this newspaper there just last week. So somehow I felt that I had to process this, and I also saw in the church in Goa these candle body parts of wax candles. I collected them and I went into this archive. I was trying to find the names of the people who died and the information, and I found an online archive a selection, and there was like 192, there's 258 who have actually died. So I've laid out kind of counting, I've put cow dung on the floor and placed these concrete slabs and body parts as a kind of symbolic of counting the numbers of people who died. And then I have some left over of the people who have been unidentified or not kind of not to be found in any, I was unable to find them online or from the, you know, emails I sent to people. Yeah, so that is the room.
Visit artdose.in for images related to this episode. That's all we have for you today. Remember, be compassionate to all, make informed decisions and do the right thing. Let art be a catalyst to a better world. Thank you. See you next time.